said, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sandy Uvalde, and 19 children slaughtered, two adults. You know, when they talk about things, days that go down in infamy, this is one. But even more so when you find out there was almost 400 law enforcement people there, heavily armed. Sandy, did you see some of the shields and things that they, I mean, they looked like they were from Desert Storm. They were militarily dressed. They had all of these things. Unfortunately, and then did you see the video?
I couldn't believe it. I just don't understand what was going on in their heads. But you know, and then the coverage of afterwards paints them all as villains essentially,
and cowards.
But there weren't 400 people there who were cowards, so that isn't really what was going on. But I can't figure out what was going on. There was disorganization. There was maybe disarray. There was a lack of
organization
or process. Because, you know, there's one thing. I remember there was the episode with the one with the sheriff who hid and didn't go into the school. I can't remember.
Right. I remember that.
I can't remember which
one guy. One guy.
And I can understand that, you know, who knows? I don't know whether I am a hero or a coward myself in that same circumstance. But with 400 people there, there were not 400 cowards. So there was a lack of something that created this environment. And now they want to paint each of the individuals as being the fault of this, when obviously there was something much bigger than that.
Too many, just too many people.
Yeah.
Maybe 400.
Maybe when you have 400, each one of the 400 figures, the other guys will do it.
Well, that's my point. They had just too many people on the site. So they're in the way of one another, right? I mean, you can picture that.
Yeah.
400 law enforcement people on in one area, one small, grade school.
Well, and the fact is that with the kids with the phones in there, they knew what was going on. There was a single shooter in a single classroom, and people were getting shot.
They also had on the video conversations being had by the guys who were in the school. Well, there's shooting going on there. You think we need to go in now? Well, I mean, what kind of question is that? And then they had them with all of the heavy armament. All of them with the heavy armament that they had. They had the shields, the automatic weapons, and, you know, and they were as well armed as the people in Ukraine. And then you've got all of your armored vehicles and all of those things. And I'll tell you something. That was it. Too many different people, too many separate bodies, federal, state, local. And you can kind of, you know, see where people would say, well, I don't know who's in command or who's in charge. But wouldn't you think that somebody would then come in, Sandy, and say, listen, I'm the guy. We're in charge. I mean, isn't that the way that's supposed to work?
I don't know how it's supposed to work. All I know is that it's further proof that weapons don't avoid the calamitous outcome of this kind of a thing. There was just a shooting yesterday, and apparently there was an armed bystander who took the guy out, not before he killed a number of people. And so I suppose there will be those who are gun proponents who will point at this armed innocent who was able to kill the perpetrator. But there was a perpetrator who killed multiple people before that happened. And let's face it, crazy people with guns kill people. much more likely with much worse outcomes than crazy people without guns. And whatever people want to say about how it is that mental health is the culprit in this case, no, it's mental health is going to be a problem in every society. Always.
Right.
We can set up programs that will minimize it, but it will always be a problem, and it will always be a much bigger problem when people with mental health problems can have guns.
Let's go to Bill. Bill, good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. See, I really like where the direction you're going. I don't know why, but I'm getting a bad echo.
Do you have your speaker? Are you on your speaker?
Yeah, I'm on Bluetooth.
Yeah, that's why you're getting it. You have to get off Bluetooth.
Okay, let me just get off Bluetooth.
That's what's going on. But you know, Sandy, it still again is the fact that this guy, you know, came in with a gun, ammunition, hell bent on doing what he was doing, and the young man who killed him notwithstanding, I don't want that hero around
me.
Bill, go ahead.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Sandy is so right. The gun is the problem. If guns weren't there, we wouldn't have a problem. It's as simple as that. And now I'm facing that in my city. We have a guy right now, a common council, who voted to have.
So, Bill, you still have the Bluetooth is still engaged.
Well, it's in my vehicle then. I tell you what, I'll hang up. I'll call you later.
Yeah, call back. So really what Bill is going to be talking about, Sandy, is he's in Oconomowoc, and some lunatics have said they want to open carry in the libraries. And it became a debate and an argument.
Well, there's dangerous stuff in books.
And so somehow the lunatics won. Because now you can go into the libraries in Oconomowoc and carry your guns. And, let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines. And CJ, what's going on, man? What do you say?
Hi, Earl and Sandy. Thanks for taking my call. Sandy spoke of the, I guess that, I'm sorry, I'm getting a bad feedback too, maybe from Bill.
No,
the guy that was able to disarm, he was armed and he took down the perpetrator after killing somebody, but he ended it. And the fact that punishing legal gun holders is not. And to punish them.
Listen. CJ, are you on the speakerphone? Yeah, you got to be on the speakerphone.
Yes, but I have been.
Well, that's what I know, but that's the problem. You have to get off the speakerphone. Are you off the speakerphone?
Well, I've used it before.
I know. If you get off the speakerphone, it'll come through clear. Are you off the speakerphone?
Okay. Yes.
All right. So now, go ahead.
Well, Sandy spoke of the guy that he took down the perpetrator, and he was a legal gun holder. But I believe in that. Don't punish the legal gun holders. One thing I did want to discuss: the schools. They said harden the schools, but the Madison schools used to have police officers that created relationship with these kids. And he was there for safety, and it helped. There was good relationship with the students and the police. And due to some of the things that happened in the past year or two, they took him out of the school. And I think that was a mistake.
Hey, CJ, let me say this. Earlier today, I was talking about in Texas – Now there's somebody who's come up with a safe place for the students to go. It is bulletproof. It's a room where if shooting starts, all the kids can run into this fortified building and lock the door, and no gunman can get in. I don't know how many tens of thousands of dollars this thing costs. It looks like a trailer. And they're saying, you talk about fortifying the schools. This is one of the kind of ideas that comes up with fortifying the schools.
Well, no, actually, I think, CJ, you were talking about having the police in sort of a social worker / security capacity in high schools and grade schools, building a relationship with kids as well as providing them with security. And then you said they'd pulled them out of Madison schools, and you thought that was a mistake. And I think what you're talking about is actually, in some respects, in agreement with the Black Lives Matter concept of trying to have a different relationship between the police and the people in society generally by having a much closer relationship, something more like patrol officers used to have when they operated on foot. So you know what, we might be closer to agreement, CJ, on some of what you're talking about than some of the other times.
So CJ, hang on, because I want to talk about that, because I was in the schools when the police officers were there. And so I'll speak from experience, from what I saw with police officers in the schools. Hang on, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. So,
but in every war-torn country, where hate, pain, and killing feast, where is our peace prayer? Our desperately needed prayer for peace.